SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast, hour number two here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Big second hour coming up. We'll start Golf Wednesdays with Cam Stewart. The picks for the Rocket Mortgage Classic up in Detroit. Thankfully, no Scotty Scheffler this week. I guess that gives everybody a chance. And they've got a chance for some big bombs to come in that one as well. We'll have Coach Young with the lion's share. We've got to do NBA draft with Coach and the Nick trade with the Nets from last night, with Bridges going over across the river to the Garden, and they basically have all the Villanova guys back together at MSG. So we will discuss that as well. We have some afternoon baseball that we are keeping our eye on, including right now, Joe, the Cardinals. Bases loaded, nobody out in the bottom of the fifth in St. Louis. So 4-1 Braves and a chance for the Cardinals to maybe put a crooked number up and get themselves back in the mix. The Astros are now up 5-0 on the Rockies as they have started to extend down there. Can't say the same in Kansas City. 1-0 Marlins in the bottom of the eighth as that one is cruising along. Marlins looking to get out of town. 5-5, bottom of the seventh in Milwaukee between the Rangers and the Brewers. So, Joe, that's what we have cooking right now with that. Why don't we get to tonight's games, Joe, on the docket? Now, I was saying to you before, we could have some rain in a few spots on the East Coast. Maybe not enough rain to exactly bag these games, but could be delays, Joe, or late starts, or both, depending on the situations. We'll start in Baltimore, where as of right now, we will have Carlos Carrasco and Grayson Rodriguez, minus two Bills for the Orioles tonight, minus 200, plus 165 for the Guardians, and a flat nine, Joe. They have, of course, smoked these totals the last couple nights.
Yeah, I'll lean to the over. I don't love it, Carver, but I will take the Guardians as the road team, and I think they break out. Like them over their team total today. So Guardians and the over. Hopefully they get over that total. There should be a lot of dingers for you.
There should be, Joe. Hopefully we do get a lot of dingers in that one. I like the over as well. Seems like a good night. You got a couple of guys who give up some long balls. Good night that maybe we can get a few cooking for us there. All right, Joe. Next up for you, the Blue Jays are still in Fenway against the Red Sox, where tonight you will get Rodriguez against Cutter Crawford, minus 155 for the Sox, plus $125 for the Jays, and another fat total, Joe, 9.5 for this one.
I lean to the over, but I'm reluctant because you told me about the weather on the East Coast. So I like the Red Sox tonight, both Sox, but I lean to the over, but it's not a wheel play because of the weather. You talked me out of it, so I hope you're right.
Not a wheel play because of the weather, so I'm scaring you off. I mean, Joe, it gets rained out, you know, you get a void. I mean, what's the problem? You could go after it. Why not, Joe? Go after it. What's the matter?
Total smells.
The total smells.
I don't like it.
Joe don't like it. All right, Joe. You don't like it? You don't like it. That's
the way
that it goes sometimes.
I mean, but it's not gonna, I'm not going to alt it to 13.5 if there's going to be bad weather.
You're right about that, Joe. So we'll stay there with that. The Yankees and the Mets, the third game with the potential weather, that will get us going at Citi Field, where tonight you have got – one second, Joe. I lost my game. Louis Heal and Sean Manaea for this one, minus 130 for the Yankees, plus $110 for the Mets, and an 8.5, which they smashed last night.
Yeah, I'm going back. Mets and under tonight. I think tonight's a dead under. I know they busted out for 16 last night, but Mets have stepped up. Give me the under in the ballgame, Carver.
Under in the ballgame for Joe tonight. He's going to go after it. I like the Yankees, Joe, to bounce back against Manaea. I think he'll bounces back as well. Minus the 1.5. I think he'll pitch as well. Maybe an under, like you said. 5-1 Yankees, Joe? Something like that in that realm, which would trend to the under, which you are looking for. Atlanta and the Cardinals will play the second game of that doubleheader, which, by the way, the Cardinals have one in after that base is loaded, no out, Joe. But now have second and third, two outs. So they have not done the job in terms of extending on that total for us. The second game will have Bryce Elder and Liberatore going for the Redbirds. Minus 115 for the Braves, minus 105 for the Cards, and an 8.5.
Going to go over the total, but I like the Cardinals at home tonight. Second game, I think they can pick it up. Cardinals and the over. I like this over probably better than anyone we've talked about. Game two, I like the over.
Game two, you like the over. I mean, I liked it in game one, Joe, and we haven't gotten there yet.
Me too, but we're not there. 4-4, we're good. What is it, 4-1 or 4-2?
Well, it was 4-2, and it is still 4-2 right now. Bottom of the fifth, and they got second. Base hit ties the game, Joe. Base hit gets it to 4-4.
And then we're good.
And gets us more in the mix. The Dodgers will look to finish off a sweep in Chicago against the White Sox. It'll be Gavin Stone against Eric Fetty tonight. Minus 190 for the Dodgers, plus +155 for Chicago, and an 8.5 here.
Got to lay the 1.5, Carver. I think they get crushed tonight. I think the White Sox get absolutely abused. Give me the Dodgers, and up and away, up to 10.5, I'm willing to take it.
Man, going after it with the big number. Now, I told you yesterday I thought the Dodgers could get the total by themselves, and they weren't able to get there. I'm going to back off of it, Joe. I do have one homer play in that game, though, which we will get to momentarily. Twins are still in Arizona against the Diamondbacks. Simeon Woods Richardson goes for the Twins. Ryan Nelson goes for the Snakes. Minus 125 for Minnesota, plus 105 for the Diamondbacks, and a flat 9. This was a dead under last night, Joe, and now a flat 9.
Yeah, I like the over here, and I like the Twins on the road, Carver. I think they can get it done over, though. This over is juiced under. I think a minus 118 or minus 120. It's only minus 106 over the 9. I'm going to take a shot. I have it up to 11.5, 12.
Dueling Haydens tonight in San Francisco, Joe. What? What do we mean here? Hayden Birdsong is making his debut for the Giants. So he will start on one side. Hayden Wisniewski for the Cubbies will go on his side. It hasn't been bad either for Chicago. Right now, minus 125 for the Giants, plus 105 for the Cubs, and a 7.5, Joe. They have had problems getting over this the last few nights.
Giants or bust, Carver? I might even lay a run and a half with the Giants tonight. Like the Giants, and total, I'm not feeling too much. I might jump in on that from an in-game perspective. But I think the Giants are the side.
Feeling the total, huh? Feeling the total. Giants are the side, Joe. That looks like that for me. I can't go back to the Cubs. The Cubs have been they've been torturing me lately, Joe. Have not been getting it done for me. What has been getting it done for me, though, is Tater time. And let's get to that. We're going to start with Teoscar Hernandez, Joe, for the Dodgers. And why do we do that? How does 3-for-4 with 2 homers off of Fetty sound? That sounds pretty good for me. Let's keep that magic going. A good number, too, plus 400. For Teoscar tonight. Ryan Jeffers from the Twins homered last night, has a homer in his career off Ryan Nelson, plus 540. He'll eat Ramos for the Giants. Maybe I can get a big ball there, Joe. I like the plus 560. Josh Naylor, if they play that game in Baltimore, plus 475 off of Grayson Rodriguez. And Vientos, Joe, for the Mets, 2 homers last night, plus 475 for him. Judge has great numbers off Manaea. He's got 2 homers off him in his career, but he's like plus 175, Joe. So if you want to get Judge involved in anything, he does have some pretty good numbers off of him. All right, we'll come back. We'll get Golf Wednesdays cooking with Cam Stewart. We have the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit this weekend for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. We get it going right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast next here on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday on C2C. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. Of course, Cam Stewart's with us every week before every PGA tournament event. And we give you the outrights, the placements, the first round leader bombs, everything to get you ready. And this week, Cam, good to see you as always, we have the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now, we are coming off a stretch of some heavy hitter tournaments, right? Memorial, U.S. Open, Travelers, Elevated, Major, Elevated. I'm sick of Scottie Scheffler, Cam. I'm not going to lie. He's a hell of a golfer and a hell of a guy. Mm-hmm. But I need a couple of these jabroni tournaments the next few weeks just to get him out of my head, because I'm tired of him taking money out of my pocket every single Sunday like he did with Tom Kim. We had some add-ons with him over the weekend, hoping to get him across the line. Here's what we do have, though, this week, Cam. The Detroit Golf Club, which is where they've been the last few years. Ricky Fowler is our defending champion. Finau won here a couple years ago as well. Tom Kim is playing after losing the playoff to Scheffler on Sunday in the Travelers. You also have Cameron Young, who shot the 59 on Saturday in Cromwell. You have Minwoo Lee here this week. We have Taylor Pendrith in the mix. Aaron Rye. Not the best board, Cam, but honestly, I'm ready for a week like this after Scheffler.
I couldn't agree with you more, Carver. Like, this guy, how many seconds do we have because of Scheffler? And now you can't even hedge him. When he's down two shots, it's like minus 300 or whatever. Like, it's just sick. Kills. It is sickening. We'd be loaded. I can't tell you how many times first round leaders coming in second and coming in second in tournaments. Brady Cannon had Tom Kim 55-1, like pre-tournament too. I feel his pain, and I was on Tom Kim. I got on him too. What are we going to do? We move forward, Carver. This is a great tournament. I love it. I'm actually, they call it the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Classic? That's Coca-Cola Classic, but we'll call it a tournament without Scheffler, and that could be a classic because anybody can win, and I'm loving this week because you're right. We don't have to worry about Scheffler, and we're getting good odds on some guys that have played overseas and done pretty well too. So let's go digging real deep this week, Carver. You start, buddy, because I got a couple bombs for you, too.
And bombs have won here before, Cam. This is a tournament that bombs absolutely come across the line. We'll try to mix in a little bit of both. Now, I'm going to play Cam. I'm a little nervous about Tom Kim, Cam, to be honest.
Yep.
Is there a letdown after Sunday? But there's another side of me saying he's played great golf now for a good month and a half stretch, and this is the kind of field where it might finally pay off for him. So from the chalk side of things, there's going to be a little bit of Tom Kim action for me. I thought that Willie Z started to play better, and I'm kind of surprised. I thought he'd be around the 20s with some of these other bigger names, and he's still at 35-1, so I'll take a shot. Taylor Moore plays great at this course, Cam. He has been excellent at the Rocket Mortgage. Maybe he gets through at 50-1. Cam Davis has won here before at 70-1. Mark Put the Cupboard in the Cupboard has played great golf. He's due to maybe break through at 75. And how about our boy, Alejandro Toasty? You need Toasty to vomit at this place. Let's get Toasty in the mix. Real Toasty in Detroit, Cam.
Yeah, it's Toasty in New York and Toronto, and it's going to be Toasty in Detroit, baby. Yeah. D-Town. I love your picks. You know what? But between 50 and 75 range look good. Carver, I got one less. I might add a little bit of Toasty or another guy who's a bomb. I like Jager bombs. Me and Carver, when we meet in Vegas, it's beers, some Guinness, Jager bombs, ponies in the felt. Let's go. 28-1. Ryan Ginger, add it to the beverage list. 35-1. Matt Wallace, William Wallace. Play like Braveheart this week, buddy. You got to finish the deal. You've been on leaderboards before, but always one bad round seems to knock him. 55. Carver, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to Dick Fowler. He's won here before, and he played great last week in the final round. If you're going to give me Ricky at 70, I'm going to take him. And 4th of July for you, friend. You got a big family. Lots of burgers at Carver's place. 90-1. That'll buy a hell of a lot of beef if we could get in Daniel this week, the Florida State Seminole.
Yeah, honestly, Cam, I think I'm going to get in the mix with Ricky as well. He hit for me here last year. It's hard to win these things 2 years in a row, the same guy. But because he played a little bit better, he could be involved. He is on my placement list. I got him for a top 10 at 5-1. Also, Minwoo Lee at a top 10 at plus 230. Captain Kirk, top 20 at plus 260. Troy, take me to the Merritt Parkway, which I spent 3 hours on leaving Connecticut last week, at plus 450. The Todd Father for a top 40 at plus 140. And did you see the story for this guy, Nick Bynes, Cam?
Yeah. Mercedes
this
Benz?
Guy has never made a PGA tournament event before. He got in through the Monday qualifier. He hammered three beers in the clubhouse while he was waiting for the playoff to get in. He works at Golf Galaxy. He's in a PGA event. I'm sure I got no shot, Cam, but for top 40, little Cinderella story at 22-1, let's go. That's worth a couple bucks to me.
That's your type of guy, Carver. Loosen the tie after work and have a cold one with Mercedes-Benz. He'll be buying a Benz instead of a Pinto if he plays well this week. Let's go. Top 10s, Carver, I'm with you. Let's do this thing with Tom Kim. I'm not sure if he's going to win, but plus 180, sign me up. Minwoo Lee, he can win this tournament. I'd rather take the top 10 at plus 210. Not sure if he can close the door. Maverick McNealy checks all the boxes. Plus 165 for a top 20. This guy could be there this week. Taylor Pendrith, as Prime Minister, one Canadian. Pendrith has the perfect game for Detroit. Hits it big and far, Carver. Get that putter rolling. Torbjørn Olesen, it means Thunder Bear. Well, this bear likes that bear at plus 230 for a top 30. And this one, I got to give Key Stewart some credit. Read his article, and he sold me on SH Kim, not T Kim. And watch out, competitors and bettors. There are four Kims in the field. Don't have a couple drinks and click the wrong box. But it could work for my buddy Billy the Doorman. He hit the wrong box and won 10 grand before. He goes, I picked the wrong Kim. I go, yeah, you just won the tournament. Good for you.
Keith sold me on SH Kim as well. He'll be with us, of course, in the final hour here on Coast to Coast. Yep. All right, Cam, first round leaders, quickly. Oh. Cameron Young, 35-1. Stay hot from the weekend at the Travelers. Taylor Moore, 60-1. Moops. Aaron Rye, 55-1. Captain Kirk, 75-1. Toasty at 80-1. And there's SH Kim for me. 100-1 for first round leader, Cam.
Love it. I got Cam Young as well off that 59. Get another one. Start quick. 33-1. Ash K. Batea, 40. Pendrith comes out of the gate hot at 45. Let's hit space with Captain Kirk at 70-1. And Buck, don't call me Patrick Rogers, 85-1. And Nasty Nate Lashley, he's an addiction that I should lose because he's more dangerous than any drug or alcohol out there. 100-1. Nate
you
Lashley,
can you can never quit Nate Lashley, Cam.
I don't know why.
You love that guy. Nasty Nate Lashley. All right, Cam, let's have a big week in Detroit. No Scheffler, the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Let's go to the window, baby. Golf Wednesdays on Coast to Coast. Cam Stewart with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. Of course, a couple things here to update on. The Braves did get a two-run homer from Jared Kelnick. So the Braves now lead the Cardinals 6-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. So we've got 8 runs on the board. Their first game of a doubleheader in St. Louis. The Astros lead the Rockies 7-1. Check that. As they just added another run there with a Pena RBI single. Marlins now down 5-1. Here come the Royals with a 5-run bottom of the eighth inning. Things are cooking. Still 5-5, top of the ninth in Milwaukee with the Rangers and the Brewers. And they're underway in those other two 4 o'clock East games. A's and Angels scoreless. Nats and Padres scoreless. Joe, 6-2 Braves now. So we need a couple more runs, but we're starting to get there, Joe, in the bottom of the sixth.
And the Royals, and the Royals now starting to add to the mix. That's good, too.
The problem with the Royals is that now you lost a half inning of at-bats because now 3 more outs and the game's over. So you need the Marlins, Joe, to get a little thunder here in the top of the ninth inning.
Well, as long as I get the Braves, I'm good. I got the Braves and I got the Texas game.
As long as I just get this one, I'm going to be all right. As long as I get this one, I'm going to be okay.
Catch up on that seven. Here comes the seven.
I had to drop this in today, and I figured a small segment like this would be a good time to do it. We talked about this guy yesterday. I thought we had to actually play the video. This is the former Texas A&M coach. Now he's the coach, of course, of the Texas Longhorns. Jim Schlossnagel, of course, this clip, Joe, is 5 minutes after they lost to Tennessee on Monday night in the College World Series. They're the runner-ups. They lose. And he gets asked about potentially taking the Texas job, which he would then take less than 24 hours later. Get a load of this guy.
Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you.
Is it?
I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M.
Is he divorced?
I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it.
I guess it's over.
He's not, you got to get up and walk away. He's had enough. Coach. Thanks.
Let me say this, Carver. This guy's gutless. I don't know if you read the reports, because I'm on social. They are talking that he was, wait a second, the whole staff, Carver, was doing this, recruiting players back in April. They were doing it during the first round of the College World Series. You want to talk about a gutless move? Selling out his team like that when they're making a run? They don't need him.
I mean, Joe, not a 2 days later, not a week later, less than 24 hours after losing, and he didn't just go anywhere. Goes to the hated rival down the road. That is as gutless as it gets for that guy right there, Joe. That is an all-timer. We've seen some really dirty, gutless things done in college athletics before. That guy's high on the list. And I know it's par for the course with most of them. That guy's pretty high on the list for that impassioned speech about how dare you me do this, do that. And he had a foot and a half out the door when he coached that game on Monday night, Joe. A foot and a half out the door.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was awful.
Gutless.
That's pathetic.
That was a gutless effort by him, Carv.
Unreal. We'll be rooting against Texas baseball now, I guess, next year, right, Joe? I guess no good for the Longhorns. But that's going to be like football. You know, they're going to enter the SEC. They're going to get smashed by these teams, right? Tennessee, A&M, LSU, Florida, him, all these really good teams that they have in college baseball down in the SEC, just like in football, Joe. Very dominant.
Yes.
Indeed. All right, we'll come back. We'll get Coach in the mix. We got the NBA draft tonight. We'll talk to him about the Knicks getting Bridges as well from the Nets. A lot more to do for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe for Scotty. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
New jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. BetMGM has you all set. Celebrate the summer of soccer with them. Euro 2024 kickoff, 50% soccer boost pack. Get a 50% boost for three different bets. An odds boost, a parlay boost, a live odds boost. These will be available through the first round matches. Odds boost and live boost must be a minimum of minus 300 odds or higher. Parlay boost needs to be at least 3+ legs and plus 400 odds or higher. 33% odds boost will be available throughout the Copa and the Euros as well. Go to your BetMGM Sportsbook app and BetMGM.com for full details. The summer of soccer. Georgia up 2-0, 2-0 on Portugal, by the way. A very significant outcome over there in Germany right now, which we'll get into a little bit later on. Of course, Coach James Young is with us for the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM, as we get ready for the NBA draft, round number one tonight in Brooklyn. Of course, here on Sports Grid, we will have you covered pillar to post. Coach Young will be part of our NBA draft special starting at 7:30 East here on the grid, along with KW, Kevin Walsh, Ben Stevens. They'll have you in the mix all night long getting ready for the draft. Coach, I know you're geeked up about the Knicks. We're going to do that after the break. Coach is going to spend a little extra time with me today And we'll get into the Nick trade with the Nets last night. Let's do the draft stuff first, Coach, and we'll start here. We're seeing, again, a lot of smoke, chatter, movement. I had no idea, Coach, honestly, who's going to go in these first two or three picks tonight. These two French kids clinging. We've seen a lot of gas now that some teams don't like this Ricochet and that he might drop. I don't know what to believe, Coach, but you've been pretty firm that you think he's going to be the first guy tonight.
Well, I got Georgia on my mind, Carver High, and Ricochet has been the guy that I've been on for weeks. I just look at his upside, but I look at the fact that Evan Sidery reported a couple of weeks ago that there's a possible chance of moving DeAndre Hunter. So it makes sense to draft Ricochet because of his length at 6'9", the ability to defend, the jump shot. Yes, has to get a little bit better, but he showed flashes of it this past season. I think this is the pick here. I know that Atlanta has tried to smoke screen it, the same they may take Sar. I think that's a chance for maybe Washington maybe trying to come up. But at the end of the day, Carver High, this is going to be one of the wildest drafts in memory because there isn't a Wembanyama. There isn't a Shaq. There isn't a Dwight Howard. There isn't a Patrick Ewing. There isn't this guy that you're going to say, here we go, Hall of Famer, let's go. Folks, Ricochet is going to go one. His comp has been Tobias Harris. Think about that, folks.
Yeah, that's that, Coach. When you say that, that is not someone that I have any interest in taking with the first overall pick. I'm sorry. And look, I don't want to bash the kid or anything, but if I was Atlanta and you liked him that much, it almost feels like you could probably trade back and get him. No, Coach? I mean, you don't think maybe you could get him at 3, get him at 4? I mean, it seems like if the trade opportunities are there for them, that they should absolutely entertain them. You have some of the bigger storyline stuff here built into your lion's share picks, so I think we should go with them one by one. First, of course, is Bronny. I feel like, Coach, this is probably going to be more of a tomorrow storyline than tonight because we don't expect him to go tonight in the first round of the draft. Of course, we'll be together tomorrow in studio, coast to coast, during the second round of the NBA draft, and I think that's where we're going to get more of the Bronny gas. But the number's been set at 54.5 right now, Coach, and that's because the Lakers have the 55th pick. What do you got?
I think he goes under 54.5 because something tells me that the Lakers may have to move to go get him. Now, I don't know if it's tonight, unless you see the Lakers pull back. There's also talk that Phoenix is heavily invested in drafting Bronny. So to me, someone takes a chance, and I think they force the Lakers' hand, maybe give up some assets to get the Lakers to move up in the second round. I don't think it's tonight, but Bronny James will go higher than 55th.
I'm with you, Coach, and I was saying this to Gabe before. These second-round picks get thrown around all night long. I mean, by the end of the night, you look, it's changed hands 5, 6, 7 mm-hmm. times, some of these picks. So I'm with you. I think a scenario happens where whether they got to go to, you know, the low 40s or the mm-hmm. high 30s or something like that, or they'll just acquire another pick just out of chance with some other deal, and then they'll have themselves a chance to get it. Edie's the next guy I want to mention to you because there's been clear movement with him in terms of where he's going to go. The number's 15.5 right now. To think, Coach, a year and a half ago, everyone said he'd barely be a second rounder. And now, whether it's just the work that he's put in or the quality of this draft, I've seen him going as high as 7, Coach, tonight.
Yeah, and I think when you look at a guy like Zach Edey, I love him to go under 15.5. Simply put, I'm willing to bet a little bit of plus money for him to go into the top 10. Why? I think he's connected with Donovan Clingan. I think Portland would love to get Clingan at 7. If they don't get Clingan at 7, maybe there is a pathway there. But don't sleep on a team like Memphis. Memphis may try to trade up to get Clingan, which then puts Portland back in play at 7. I think when you look at Zach Edey, listen, folks, if Jonas Valanciunas can play drop coverage, if Rudy Gobert can play drop coverage, this guy at 7'4" is going to score in the low block at the NBA level. Why, folks? Better spacing, better scores, not a lot of double teams. I love Zach Edey to go under his prop of getting drafted with a sprinkle that he goes in the top 10 tonight.
Yeah, I think that I'm with you. I think there's a chance that back of that top 10 coach, he's going to find his way there and finish off the lion's share picks with the Silva for tonight and his number.
I love this kid. I just like his moxie, the way he plays defensively. He's got a real smart feel to the game, Carver High. And I think that makes sense when you look at teams in that 13, 14, 15, 16 range. Like last year, we saw Jaime Jaquez go to the Heat. And we're like, wait, what? And then it made sense. This is another guy that you're going to be like, if Miami takes me, you'll be like, yeah, that makes sense. Especially if a guy like Caleb Martin could get moved because he wants more money. Tristan Da Silva, under 16.5, first round tonight.
I got about a minute and a half here, Coach. Tell me, give me something that you think is going to be a little surprising tonight. Is there something that maybe somebody's not going to expect? Is a player not on someone's radar going to go a lot higher? Shepherd, things like that. Is there something that kind of sticks out to you that thinks is going to come out of nowhere?
I don't know. Listen, Carver High, this whole night could come out of nowhere, to be honest with you. You can start with Atlanta. If Atlanta does something screwy, because here's the thing. When you have a draft without a bona fide like superstar, plug-in, 20-10, you know, all-star games galore coming out, this is when things get a little nutty. So the best thing I'm going to say to you folks is have your phones ready. And be ready to beat the market, because I think things are going to move and move quick. You'll see rumors. You'll see a lot of stuff. And the best thing for you to do is at 7:30, have on our draft coverage with myself, Kevin Walsh, and Ben Stevens, and we'll walk you through it. But Carver High, I can tell you 50 surprises. There's still maybe 50 more tonight. Buckle up. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to get a little crazy just because of that. There isn't anybody there at the front end that sticks out. And I feel like, Coach, it's going to be one of those drafts where, like the Giannis draft, wasn't Giannis draft of the year Anthony Bennett went first? You know, so and there's going to be some European player between 15 and 30 that ends up being, like, the best player in this draft, right? Like, I think that this is a year where you're going to find someone in the second half of the first round that could end up being the best player that goes. Coach, you're not going anywhere. When you come back, Knicks and Nets making a trade for the first time in 40 years, and it was a big one. We'll get Coach's thoughts when we return. This is the Lion's Share brought to you by BetMGM. We're back for El Coast to Coast on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid at Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. Coach James Young is hanging with us, of course, for one more. Because not only do we have round one of the NBA draft tonight, we also, Coach, had a very big trade in the NBA last night involving, surprisingly, the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. So the Nets send Mikal Bridges across the river. He goes to with all his Villanova guys. They all played together on the title team. And what is it, Coach? Five first-rounders, six first-rounders. Bogdanovich was probably just going to get moved elsewhere as well. Bottom line is, Coach, tons of picks for the Nets, who have officially, as of last night, said, we are ripping this thing down to the studs and completely starting over.
You know, Carver High, the best thing that you could do when you're a middling team is just start over. And a Nets team that really had no draft capital a couple of years ago have a ton of it now, partially with this trade. Simply put, Mikal Bridges is a damn good player. Is he a number one scoring option on a really good team? The answer is no. Is Mikal Bridges a top number two option on a playoff team? The answer is probably no. He's a three. He's a 3-and-D guy, catch and shoot, and that's where he fits in. So for the Nets, they did a smart thing. They squeezed every last pick that they can get out of the Knicks. And the Knicks had to overpay Carver High with the picks. And as a Knicks fan, I don't mind it, because if you're going to be good and you expect to be good, you're not going to be picking till the 20s anyway in every draft. So why not do the no protections and make the picks unprotected? So for Brooklyn, it gets them a chance to start over. I don't think they're done. I would look at Cam Johnson being moved next. There's rumors that Cleveland, who could really use a stretch four that can knock down shots, maybe Schroeder gets moved. I think the Nets had to do this because, simply put, Mikal Bridges made it known. I'm going to New York in 2 years. So for the Knicks, could they have waited? Yes. But they're looking at Boston saying, we're making this trade because we need two, if we can re-sign OG, top flight 3-and-D guys. And that's what the Knicks felt like they just got.
And I believe, Coach, that they're going to get Ananobi back. I really do. I mean, he's got a – and I understand there's talk that he's going highest bidder and that's all that stuff. I mean, at some point, Coach, you got to look at a situation and go, you know, I want to win too, right? I mean, that's got to factor in somewhere. And when you look at what the Knicks have now built, that's got to be there. So let's say OG comes back. I think the biggest thing for me, Coach, is they didn't even have to give up Randall to bring a star quality player in. And everybody thought that was the only way they were going to get a star quality player is by sending Randall as well. So they have that piece to keep or add another coach. I mean, that there's still that kind of floating out there.
And if you look at it, first things first, folks, do understand OG Anunoby's agent is Leon Rose's kid. You actually think this guy is going to go out the door? The Knicks are going to re-sign him. The bigger issue is going to be Hartenstein's probably going to get moved on because of the fact that someone's going to offer him a boatload of money. The Knicks can top out at 4 at 72 unless they try to trade Mitchell Robinson to get some kind of relief. But you bring up the interesting point, and that's Julius Randle. He has a contract for this year, option for 25-26, and he becomes extremely attractive. You got to remember, folks, at times after he got hurt, OG went to the power forward spot. You saw OG guard Joel Embiid at some point in the first round series. So now my thought is if you keep Mitchell Robinson or he moves on, you keep Hartenstein, can you see a case at some point that the odd man out is going to be Julius Randle? He can't be a five. You're not going to trade OG. You just got Bridges. So if there is someone that could get moved at some point, it's probably going to be Julius Randle, a Julius Randle that before he got hurt had a great year and is going to fetch you some kind of either salary cap relief or some young players. Another thing to look at, folks, is remember, TV deal's coming up soon. So the salary cap, Carver High, it's going to explode in the next couple of years.
Well, you know, Coach, the thing about the fives is they're going to lose Hartenstein. And honestly, I think they should move on from Mitchell Robinson anyway, basically because he never plays. That would be the thing for me. If I'm the Knicks, they got two tonight, right? 24 and 25, I think. I think the Knicks have to hope, Coach. They got to take bigs with both of those picks and hope that they hit the dart with one of them. I think that that's how I would play tonight because they need someone on the cheap, young, in the draft to fill that role because I think they're going to have to move both of those pieces out the door.
Yeah, and you would look at a couple of players. Does Ware drop up from Indiana? Does Missy drop from Baylor? And then obviously another one that is tricky, interesting enough, Filipowski. Now, I don't think Filipowski is that back-to-the-basket defensive player, but you better play defense for Karai if you're going to play for a guy like Tibbs. So Filipowski is intriguing to me. If I did think at one point Tyler Smith, but they don't need that 3-and-D guy. Also, look at the kid Dunn out of Virginia. Simply put, this team has a culture. They have a way of, you know what they're going to be. They want tough guys. They want guys that can defend. And that's what they're looking for. Even though Tibbs may play the starters 49 minutes out of 48 if he can, he's still going to try and get some guys that can bring some defense. The Knicks will go big with one, if not both of their picks, 24-25. Or do they try and trade up to get a guy that they want?
30 seconds, Coach. Are they the second-best team in the East if they re-sign OG and they keep Randle? Are they the second-best team in the East?
They're the second best team in the East. Too many holes for Milwaukee, but watch out for Philadelphia. What do they do? Is it PG-13? Is it a trade for Brandon Ingram? They're coming too. Miami, Jimmy Butler now wants to stay. Maybe he wants to keep his you know, no state tax, income tax. So it'll be interesting. Knicks are number two.
Coach, we'll see you tonight, 7:30 East, Sports Grid, NBA Draft Special with KW and Ben Stevens. We're back, Coach to Coach, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. All right, Joe, a couple of other things here. Let me get you updated first. 6-2 still. Braves lead the Cardinals. They are in the top of the eighth in St. Louis. The Braves do have a man on second and one out with Albies up right now. Can we get to Olson, Joe, with a homer here? Can we get a big fly from Olson at some point in this game?
Can I get a three-run shot from Serrano? Can I get a three-run shot? I need three.
Meanwhile, Joe, meanwhile, on the Milwaukee-Texas game, I know you don't. It just doesn't matter who wins to you. You just need a run. They're still going 5-5 in the bottom of the 10th, but the Brewers have second and third with nobody out. So all they need is a nice, long fly ball. And they can end that one. So we'll see if they do here in the next few minutes. Oakland has a 1-0 lead early in Anaheim over the Angels. And the Padres got a 2-run homer from Kyle Higashioka, of all people, who's actually been kind of hot lately with the long ball. And they lead the Nationals 2-0 right now in the bottom of the third inning there. Royals was a final 5-1 over the Marlins. Astros a 7-1 final. Pirates a 6-1 final. Phillies a 6-2 final, Mariners 5-2 over the Rays, Joe, in that one. So those games are all finished. As far as the Euro goes, Georgia beat Portugal 2-0. A massive upset, Joe, over there. Massive. And now Turkey and the Czechs are having a wild one as well. They're in extra time. Turkey just took a 2-1 lead in the fourth minute of extra time, which I believe, Joe, let me get the table out here because I know that you're in on this big time. That actually would secure Turkey in their spot through. Georgia would end with 4 points now. It would get Turkey up to 6 if this finishes here and guarantee them a spot. Not sure if Georgia can still get in with 4 points. We would have to see how it all breaks down, Joe, because only the four best third place teams get themselves through to the knockout round. So, Joe, high drama over at the Euros. I know that did you take any of Matias's plays last night? Are you in on any of the soccer this afternoon?
No, not a stitch. And I told you, you have a better shot of Sasquatch coming into that studio of yours than me watching a stitch of the Euros. I have no desire. I think it's a boring sport. That's just me. I'm sorry. I think soccer to me is boring. I can't watch it. I won't bet on it. And that's that. You know, there's I can't get into it in any capacity. In any.
Wow.
None.
Joe just says, get me to football season. I don't really care about any of this stuff. I just want to break down the Mountain West win totals. I just want to get into the NFL offensive player. That's it.
You want to talk MMA? Yeah. I'd rather talk MMA than talk soccer. That's just me. You know.
That's okay, Joe. You know. But I got to at least let everybody know what's going on. I mean, I got to at least do that.
Yeah, so you know, yes, I know. You want to tickle the palate. You want to dangle it out there.
Well, some people have tickets on it, Joe. You know, some people aren't. They got tickets.
The three people that have tickets on it aren't going to worry. Trust me.
A little bit more than that. I know it's not in the, you know, like the golf, that's for sure. But by the way, Toasty getting a lot of gas, Joe. This Toasty, everyone.
Everybody's on Toasty.
You put him
now
on the map. You know who we could be ignoring this week is Skins. We might be ignoring Skins, flying a little under the radar up in Detroit this week. He's had some time off, wasn't in any of the elevated events. We might get him fresh here in Detroit this week. That's
what about
Griot?
What about Griot?
Griot's not in the tournament, Joe. He's not playing. So we can't bet on a guy who's not playing. We do have some of your other favorites there, though.
Sam, don't call me Ben Stevens.
Yes. Sam, don't call me Ben Stevens is in the field this week.
That's it.
So you have some options. No supplemental draft in the NFL this year, Joe. I know that upsets you, too. I just saw that come across the wire.
Wow.
We'll have the final hour.
Breaking news.
Final hour of Coast to Coast. We'll come back and get into the NBA draft tonight. Of course, we got you covered here on Sports Grid. We'll give you some of the numbers for the top five picks. Get some thoughts from Joe on this Nick Net trade. We've got to finish off Golf Wednesday. Busy final hour. We're back after this.